don't think there's any truth to the rumor that Megyn Kelly had a big sign outside her house the other day that said, "Watch me and Donald tonight on Fox." America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by in just a few moments. Our guest this hour is Nick Hawke. Not familiar with Nick Hawke? I guess you don't go to Las Vegas much. I guess you don't watch Gigolos on Showtime very much. That is correct. Mr. Hawke, one of the stars of the blockbuster Showtime series Gigolos. And yes, he is a professional gigolo in the greater Las Vegas metropolitan area, working for a company called Cowboys for Angels. Well, Mr. Hawke has decided to go out and secure an insurance policy. $1 million insurance policy. What is insured? Yeah, that's insured. We'll talk to Mr. Hawke. Then I received a very interesting piece of junk mail this week. I live in a state where fireworks are downright illegal. You cannot purchase them. You cannot possess them. You cannot use them. But for some reason, I received a full catalog in the mail from a fireworks store across the border in Pennsylvania and in other states across the country. Well, it's an interesting read. So Christina and I will break down this year's selection of mortars, bunker bombs, M80s, and yes, even those fancy sparklers that keep the kids happy all 4th of July long. Then it'll be this week's entertainment report with Christina. Oh, so much to talk about in so little time. We start things off this hour with the big interview this week. It was the trend-setting thing in the media world the past 7 days. The big sit-down, Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump, not on the Fox News channel, but the esteemed Fox Television Network. Yes, that brings you The Simpsons every week for the last 422 years. Well, what did you think about it? Did you watch it? I watched it. I was quite underwhelmed. If Megyn Kelly is going to be this generation's Barbara Walters, she needs to stop playing softball, because that's what this was. This was all about Megyn. And if you think that's a little inaccurate, and if you think that's a little harsh, you're not watching closely enough. First of all, this thing was supposed to be a Megyn Kelly-Donald Trump interview. And then all of a sudden, it gets whittled down to just a portion of the program, and we have Megyn talking with Michael Douglas and Robert Shapiro. What is this, 1994 all over again? Really? Michael Douglas? Robert Shapiro? O.J. Simpson's lawyer? And also an actor or two, whatever. But still, so it was put out there as like this Barbara Walters-ian type of special. And so she sits down with Trump. And one of the first things is, okay, let's talk about us. Well, if Megyn Kelly is going to position herself as being this person who's going to be our go-to person for these hard interviews with political figures and actors and attorneys, I saw their better days 20 years ago, but anyway, you need to do more than just focus on the fact that Donald was upset with you. This whole thing was played out on Twitter, and you talked about it on your Fox News Channel show months and months ago. So why are we going there? If he's giving you an interview, ask him questions that matter. Christina will bring it up later this hour. She brings up bullying and why he's a bully. How about some policy questions? This man is one November day away from becoming the leader of the free world. Can we get some tough questions on policy and where the man stands on things? This is not the time for a kiss and make up session, and I respect you and you respect me. You're wasting America's time on that. And then Megyn got upset, and she, on her Kelly Files show on Fox News the night after, was upset and was reading a lot of the criticism she received from many media critics. And then she started defending Donald Trump against attacks that some of these critics had made. So where do you stand at this point, Megyn? All right, great, you got your interview, but now is it just rah-rah Trump? Boy, how the wind tends to turn people because you got the interview. Stay with us. Nick Hawke. Now there's an interview coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.